This is the Sun Radio Regional Report. I'm Kevin Connor. We touch on topics of interest and importance to people here in Central Texas. And what's important to a lot of people is the ongoing cleanup effort after the ice storm in early February. Here in the city of Austin, that effort has been led by Austin Resource Recovery, or ARR, a department of the city of Austin providing essential services that protect people and our planet. They collect recycling, composting, trash, large brush, bulk items, and dead animals. They also sweep the streets. They also sweep the streets, recycle, and safely dispose of household hazardous waste, and provide community outreach and education. Right now, we're talking with Amy Slagle, who is an ARR division manager, and Paul Bestian, who is a public information officer with ARR. Amy, I know you've been with the city of Austin for, gee whiz, close to 20 years, right?
Correct. Yeah, I started in 98, so I think it's 24 years, somewhere in there.
Oh, there you go. Have you ever seen anything like what we just experienced in February with the amount of downed limbs and with the ice storm and this kind of recovery effort?
Yeah, it's not anything like I've seen in my career here at the city of Austin. You know, we've worked quite a few storms during my time, two Halloween floods at Onion Creek, and then we also had response here during Hurricane Harvey, but this surpassed them all.
And a lot of damage. They called storm debris, but for most of us, it's limbs of trees, or sometimes, in some cases, whole trees. And everybody got to work right away to get that stuff out on the curb, trusting the city of Austin and Travis County and all the other counties in Central Texas, trusting that they would come by and pick that up. And boy, howdy, did you ever pick it up? What was it, 166,000 tons of storm debris so far?
That's correct. Yes, I think it was close to a little over 167,000 tons is where we're at right now. So we've completed our second pass, and we believe that we've gotten most of the debris. We anticipate there's probably a little bit more to come out here in the next few weeks. And so that in total will probably increase some.
Yeah, rather a lot, really. 23,000 truckloads. And a lot of those trucks I saw in my neighborhood in Oak Hill, Southwest Austin, heading to Circle C Park. I know that was one of the three locations where you were sending these trucks. I went down escarpment, I looked down into the park, and oh my God, that was the biggest mountain of mulch I have ever seen. So you mulched it on the spot in these three locations, right?
Yes, it was. The debris would be hauled in and then ground typically the same day.
Okay, I was down there yesterday, and for the listener listening on Saturday, yesterday was Monday, and I walked past looking to see how big the mountain was, and it was gone. It was all gone. Amy, where did it go?
So all that material, Kevin, was hauled to City of Austin's water facility at Hornsby Bend. It's our biosolids plant, and they use that mulch to help create Dillo dirt.
And for those people who don't know what Dillo dirt is?
Yeah, I have to refresh my notes on that myself. But essentially, it's a bulking agent to help to turn it into a compost.
Yeah, it's some kind of compost. And it was funny, they used that to treat the north end of Zilker Park when they had torrential rains one year at the Austin City Limits Music Festival. And people were sliding in it. And they thought, oh, this is so fun. And then they all started getting rashes. So Dillo dirt is not for play. It's important compost. But I was just amazed that this giant mountain of mulch was gone in a matter of days. Now, were you able to handle all of this 167,000 tons just with City of Austin equipment, or did you have to call in people?
We did have to utilize our contractors to help clean up the debris. Again, Kevin, it was across the entire city, with the northwest and southwest portions of the city being greatly impacted. But it was beyond the scope of ARR's capacity. So, and there are folks that are professionals in this type of response. They travel the country to help remove debris. And so the city of Austin had standing contracts in place. And so we were able to contact them and have resources up and rolling very quickly.
Okay. We're talking with Amy Slagle and Paul Bestian from Austin Resource Recovery, which is such a cool, much cooler name than the old name. You know, the old name was Solid Waste Services, Austin Resource Recovery is better because it, you're not just picking up solid waste, you're doing all kinds of stuff, and we're going to get into that in just a minute. But I read that there's going to be one more citywide pass in this month of April, and people don't have to call 311. They just can trust the fact that their street is going to get checked. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes. Well, we've, as I mentioned, we completed our second pass. And so we, in the press release, are asking our customers to have their material out to the curb by this Friday. And then we are going to come through and create a list of all the addresses that have set outs. And then we'll provide that to our contractor. And then they'll go through all those streets and collect the material that's been set out at the curb.
I saw on your website, you said you don't have to call 311 because we're going to check everywhere, correct?
That's correct.
But some people have put their stuff out and they're wondering now, why haven't you picked it up? And that could be because there's a conflict.
Right. There may, it may have been blocked by a car. It may be under a low hanging limb or a wire that prevented access to it. Sometimes people mix their vegetative debris with bulk debris, maybe a fence or, you know, other bulk materials, furniture. So it needs to be, you know, just vegetation only, and then that it'll be removed.
All right. And everything gets turned into Dillo dirt? All of this gets turned into Dillo dirt?
It's all ground into mulch and then is made into Dillo dirt. That's correct.
Interesting. People can still drop off, by the way, again, at Hornsby Bend, the Austin Water Department's Hornsby Bend plant. Now it's just down to Monday through Saturday. It had been 7 days a week. But again, check the Austin Resource Recovery website. I find sometimes it's easier just to say, put that in a search engine and everything pops right up. And really all the questions will be answered on that. But again, this is nothing short of astounding what we've had to deal with here over the past less than 2 months, is it? Yeah, it was in February when the ice storm happened.
Right. And collection began February 6th, and then it finished up around March 22nd. So about 6 weeks of collection.
Yeah. And now it's just kind of hoping for the best next winter. We'll get into heat now. So, Amy Slagle, I know that a big focus of Austin Resource Recovery is not just taking out the trash and throwing it into a landfill, but trying to keep as much stuff out of the landfill as possible. Recycling and reuse and things like that. I know that's been very important in your job or jobs over the years with the city.
Yes, the city has a comprehensive plan in place to help remove material that we consider recoverable out of the waste stream. So we have a robust recycling program that's biweekly for all of our customers, as well as a curbside compost program that is a weekly program, and this allows people to dispose of their food scraps. And then that is also, that's taken and made into compost at another facility. And they can divert their yard trimmings each week. There's twice annual brush collection as well that all gets ground up into mulch.
This is the little green barrel. Yeah.
The cart. Yeah. That's our curbside compost program. And that's a weekly program. That's, again, you can put your yard waste as well as your food scraps in that.
I know there's a little handy guide on the lid. And you look at it and go, really? All that stuff can go in one thing? Okay. Of course, the blue one is for recycling. I'm glad that most weeks or every other week that gets picked up, that's heavier than our trash bin. Although it may have something to do with the volume of wine bottles going in our recycling. I don't know. They have some weight. But Austin Resource Recovery is really into the business of recycling, and I think some people may not realize how many different things, household items, can be recycled that you all handle, like batteries. And I was amazed at the amount of locations you can take dead batteries. It's just not one place in the city. Like public libraries, you can bring your dead batteries.
Yeah, that's correct. And there may be even, I want to believe, activity centers may be another drop-off point. We'd have to follow up with you on that. So, but it is a very far-reaching program.
Just go to the website.
Yeah,
that's all you got to do. Just go to, it's all there. I saw that the goal of the city of Austin and ARR is zero waste by 2040, which is sooner than we think, 17 years from now. Man, that's a challenging goal.
We do have that comprehensive plan in place that's got far sweeping policies to be able to focus on commercial waste as well as our residential waste to help us meet that goal. I say commercial, we're talking about multifamily compost as well as recycling.
I would imagine that in this whole process of dealing with all this loss of limbs and trees and all the other stuff that you've had to remove, that this had to be a really coordinated effort between a lot of city departments, because you guys don't cut down the trees. You guys don't clear the brush. You collect it. But other city departments have to do that to get it out of harm's way, and probably had to let you know, hey, we got a bunch of stuff here on Escarpment Boulevard or whatever. Come get it.
Yeah, this was a citywide effort to help get the debris removed. We worked closely with Public Works. They were identifying areas where there was debris down, as well as our Parks Department, who we tapped to help establish some debris sites. That helps the contractors remove the debris quicker from the rights of way. We also, think I mentioned Public Works, but also transportation was involved as well. So helping clear streets, but it was a citywide approach.
Yeah. And the Parks Department is going to be working for a long time to get into like the creek bed very close to your mulch mountain at Circle C Park. The creek bed down there has got a lot of limbs that need some love. And I know they had to deal with the streets and neighborhoods first, but it's going to be a long process to clear out what needs to be cleared out. And sometimes nature can take care of that, but not in every case. So as we approach Earth Day, Amy Slagle, what is your best advice for people around here in Central Texas to pick up on that maybe they're not doing yet?
Just to encourage folks to utilize the programs that the City of Austin offers by utilizing your recycle cart as well as your compost cart, and know that you have the option to drop off hazardous waste at our recycling or at our resource recovery center. Go to the website to look up any of our other programs.
I got to tell you, we were amazed at how fast all the branches got picked up in our neighborhood. I mean, it was in a matter of days. And, we were close to one of the pickup locations, but it was just an amazing job and a reminder that if you still have brush that you need to clear, get it out soon, because they're going to take one final citywide pass in this month of April. And if you have it to pick up, and then after that, you can still call 311 and ask to have something picked up, right?
That's correct. Just contact Austin 311. But at the same time, we're not asking folks to call in for this third pass. We'll get that.
You'll find them.
Yeah, that's correct.
We will find you. We're going to hit every street until we make sure it's all clear. Well, Amy Slagle, Paul Bestian, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. I appreciate what your department does for us. And in advance, happy Earth Day.
Yeah, Kevin, same to you. Thank you.
Your thoughts, your comments on today's program, and suggestions for topics to address in future episodes of the Sun Radio Regional Report are always welcome at studio@sunradio.com. I'm Kevin Connor. Thanks for listening.